Episode 1331, Seek Ye First.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and I pray that your weekend is quite restful. You have an extra day, a day off. We all like an extra day. And so today, I really just want you to focus on reflecting where you are. Seek ye first. Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, before we jump into our Sweet Spirit reflection, I have to get something straight. The episode before this one, episode 1330, I misspoke. It is not Alabama playing Louisiana. It's Alabama against Louisville, and Alabama won, just so we know. Okay, so with that, I feel better. If I do something wrong, hey, I want to, you know, correct it or admit to it, either one. So now I can calmly go into our reflection, and I think that's what we need to do. Because how are you filling your days? What do you really need? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. If you focus on what God wants for you instead of what you don't have, it changes your life equation. Too many times we get wrapped up in worry. Have you found yourself there lately? You know, maybe worrying how the kids are going at school. Are they getting the grades they need to? You know, we have all this technology, but we still worry. Maybe it's worrying with your career, worrying with your brand new business. Maybe it's, what do I need to finish today? What do I need for tomorrow? And I can't forget about what is happening next week. I want to read you a passage in Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. I want you just to listen. It's talking about worry, but it's also taking it a step further. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what will you wear? Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall I eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. When you listen in that passage, one part of it jumped out at me, and it's actually verse 27. Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? If you thought about how many hours, or maybe you don't think you're talking and worrying about hours, but it's more like minutes. If you were to add all of that up, how many hours would it be in your day? There are some days, probably for me, maybe two or three. Do you wake up sometimes in the middle of the night and you can't go back to sleep? Why? Because your mind is what? Going all different directions. Usually worry is stimulating that thought process. Now, yes, sometimes we get some inspirational, I got to write this down and, you know, this is what I'm going to do with my life type of thing. But usually it's more about worrying. It's more about what we can't control. When the Bible says, can any one of you by worrying add a single hour to your life, wouldn't it be great to have those hours that you worry back? Give it to God. Let me ask you this question. How many times have you found yourself starting your day with a fire? Maybe it's the fire of distraction, the fire of perfection. Got to have it right. The fire of control. It's my way or the highway. The fire of achievement, the fire of worry, the fire of not good enough, the fire of obligation. I just have to go do this. The fire of anger. Oh, you make me so mad. The fire of expectation, the fire of bitterness, the fire of resentment, the fire of self-indulgence, the fire of guilt, the fire of shame. What is it for you? What is that fire? If we let these fires roar vigorously in our lives, it's next to impossible to live the life God designed for us. God's got a life plan for you. Have you ever watched those commercials, the insurance commercials? Or actually, it's not insurance commercials. It's more like financial planning commercials. And they're like, let us help you plan your life. And we're quick to pick up the phone. Oh, yeah, take my money and get to it. What if you would just get on your knees and pick the mind of God and say, Lord, what do you have for me? Or are you too stuck in your fires? It's hot. You know what to expect. So you don't really do much pushing back because it's kind of easy. It is easy. I know. I've lived in a lot of these fires. Perfection, control, not good enough, anger, self-indulgence, guilt. And it doesn't have to be a lot of them at one time. It may be only one singular fire. But a fire is a fire. And if it's roaring louder in our lives, that's just shutting out God even more. There is no way you can put out all these fires by yourself. In fact, you will only add fuel to the fire. We're good at that, aren't we? Remember those nights that you wake up too early in the middle of the night, maybe two or three times, and it's not because of inspiration. It's more of, oh my gosh, I can't forget to do this. And you lay there thinking about it instead of just writing it down so you can go back to bed. We cannot put out these fires ourselves. If you want to escape the fires in your life, seek ye first the kingdom of God. It's not about having all the right answers. It's not about meeting everyone else's standards. Exceed those standards by seeking the kingdom first. Got God? You know that whole big marketing campaign, Got Milk? It was a huge one, a successful one. In fact, it's still used today. What if you were to adopt that marketing campaign for your own life? Got God? What if you were to write a sticky note and put it all over your house this week? Where you hang out the most? Got God? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. I'm afraid nowadays we are kind of just acting out of, oh my gosh, I have to answer this right now. It's whatever fire is right in front of us, that's what we're going to put out. If the kids are fighting, we're putting out that fire. If it's dinner time, we're putting out the fire in the kitchen to get dinner done so we don't have fussy children or even a fussy husband. If it's in the morning and we got to get the kids off to school, we're fighting the fire of what? Time. And we got to make it happen. We live in this urgency, and whatever can get in front of everything else, that's what we react to. That's what we run to instead of saying, got God? How would your life change if that was the question that you asked yourself every single morning? Got God? As a reminder. Oh, wait, and then you have lunchtime. Got God? And you're driving home from work. Got God? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. It's not about what you can do, but what God can do in and through you. Too much of us are trying to handle everything else in our world instead of letting God take control. Let Him put out the fires. Let Him show you the way. Now, does that mean you're going to have to take action on some things that you don't want to? Yes. Because God didn't say life would be easy for us. We live in a fallen world. It's going to be tough at times. But it's easier when you got God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. You aren't going to do it right every time. Not the first time, not the second time, not the 100th time. You will do right when you seek ye first the kingdom of God. So ask yourself today, am I reflecting? Am I leading my life the way God intends for me to lead my life? I think we do try hard to study the Bible, but things get in the way. We do try to get into God's word, but things get in the way. It's all these other urgent stuff. Oh, wait, we got to get out the door because we got to get the kids off to school. Oh, wait, I've got to pack a lunch because we got to get the kids off to school. Oh, wait, I've got to go to the grocery store because I've got to have something to feed these children and this husband of mine. Oh, wait, and then I have to go to church because I have an obligation to work in the women's ministry. Oh, wait, and we have to get up and go to church today. We have to? No, you don't have to. You get to. Got God? And this isn't just for you, it's for me too. I fail daily. I had a really rough day this past week. I had 3 interviews scheduled. That's a lot of books. That's a lot of information to know. And some of them were very, I don't want to say high up there, but very well-known authors and individuals. And as much as I do not seek approval, I still want to do my best. And so I want to make sure that I dive in and I read their books. I want to make sure I do the research so I feel like I know them more. So when I have a conversation with them, it's like it's just girlfriend to girlfriend or girlfriend to guy friend. I know that sounds a little strange. Sister in Christ to brother in Christ. That probably sounds better. And then sister to sister. I want to have that connection, but if I don't do my work, then I can't get it done. I got to tell you, I was exhausted by the end of the day. And at one point, I was sitting at the end of my bed. I have just a little, you know, footstool type thing. And I was sitting at the end of my bed on the bench. And I kind of was just looking down at the ground, just exhausted, you know, with my head resting in my hand. I was like, Lord, thank you for showing up. I would not have gotten through this. But there were times through that day that I had to stop. We had the power outage during one of the interviews. We had internet issues with another interview. We had another issue that Skype wasn't doing what Skype should be doing. I have a love-hate relationship with technology. And so I had an issue there. It was like one thing after another. And at one point, I was just like, God, I was like, come on, Lord, I can't do this. I know you can work the fiber optic cables. I know you can take care of the lightning and the thunder and maintain the electricity because I don't know if I will ever be able to speak to this person again. I'm limited on time. And God reminds me always that He's in control. One of the incredible people I had the privilege of speaking to that day, she said to me, she said, I prayed too. You see, I had to reset all the internet and redo some things. And we were getting started almost 20 minutes late. Not because it was my fault. It's because what life happens. It just happens. But this prominent individual, that was the last thing I know that she probably wanted, and that's the last thing I wanted. So I was carrying all these fires. And I could not work fast enough, and I just felt myself going up to reset the internet to make sure everything, all connections were right, that I was actually grounded right into it and, you know, looped in, etc. And I said a prayer and I said, Lord, I am not in control of this. You have got to take over. Take over the internet for me. And so when I got back and we connected again, I said, I want you to know, I said a prayer. She said, so did I. And I said, praise the Lord, because he is going to win this battle. Not the enemy. Satan doesn't have this. God's got it. The question is, are you letting God lead your life? Not pretending to, not trying to fit it into the convenience of your chaotic urgency responses and reactions throughout your day, but every single moment. I strive to do that. I strive to wake up in the morning and say, thank you, Lord, for the breath this morning. Thank you for the sunshine outside. Thank you for the hot, humid weather. We're down south and we're still hot. We're hitting upper 90s, heat index over 100. I'm loving it because I like warmth, but it's a little bit different. Usually right now I'm used to your highs of like 70. We were up north, but no longer. Our circumstances change in our life, but God never does. Got God? Incorporate him in your daily life, not just in thought, but in action. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.